Introduction. Welcome to stage 3 of our course. User journey for a vice president in financial services. Mastering back-end development with low-code solutions. In this stage, we will explore how to apply back-end development concepts and tools to improve customer service and business operations, specifically within the financial services sector. The focus will be on practical applications and best practices that enable you to harness low-code solutions effectively. By the end of this session, you will have a clear understanding of how to integrate back-end services into applications, ultimately enhancing user experience and decision-making through data analytics. Let's dive in. Main content. Building scalable applications with low-code tools. Low-code platforms have revolutionized the way we build applications, allowing for rapid development and scalability. When creating applications in financial services, scalability is crucial. Imagine launching a new customer service portal that can accommodate thousands of users simultaneously. Low-code tools like OutSystems or Mendix enable you to design robust applications with built-in scalability features. For instance, you can leverage pre-built templates and components, minimizing the need for extensive coding while ensuring that your application can expand as your user base grows. Additionally, consider implementing features like auto-scaling, which automatically adjusts resources based on user demand, ensuring optimal performance without manual intervention. Best practices for integrating back-end services into front-end applications. Integrating back-end services seamlessly into front-end applications is essential for a cohesive user experience. Best practices include using APIs effectively to connect different services. For instance, when a customer queries their account balance, a well-structured API can pull data from your database in real time, ensuring that users receive up-to-date information without delay. Additionally, consider implementing security measures such as OAuth for authentication to protect sensitive financial data. This approach not only enhances user trust but also maintains compliance with regulations like HIPAA. Furthermore, adopting a microservices architecture allows for more manageable integrations, where each service can be developed, deployed, and scaled independently, significantly improving the agility of your applications. Customer service applications. Using back-end development for improved user experience. Customer service applications are at the forefront of enhancing user experience. By utilizing back-end development in low-code environments, you can create chatbots that handle initial customer inquiries. These bots can be programmed to understand and respond to common financial questions, thereby freeing up your customer service team for more complex issues. For example, a financial institution might implement a chatbot that can guide users through loan applications. By streamlining processes through back-end development, you enhance customer satisfaction and operational efficiency. Additionally, consider integrating customer feedback loops within your applications, allowing users to rate their experience with the chatbot or service. This feedback can be invaluable for continuous improvement and tailoring future interactions. Importance of data analytics in back-end decision-making. Data analytics plays a pivotal role in back-end decision-making. With low-code solutions, integrating analytics tools into your applications becomes straightforward. For instance, using Tableau alongside your SQL Server database, you can create dashboards that visualize customer interactions and behaviors. This data can provide insights into customer preferences, enabling you to tailor services more effectively. Imagine being able to identify trends in customer inquiries, allowing you to proactively address common concerns before they escalate. Additionally, Consider incorporating predictive analytics to forecast customer needs based on historical data, enabling your organization to be more proactive in its service offerings. # case studies of successful B2B and B2C implementations. Let's take a moment to look at some real-world examples. One notable B2B implementation is a financial services firm that used low-code platforms to create a comprehensive client onboarding tool. This tool not only reduced onboarding time but also enhanced compliance tracking. On the B2C side, a credit union developed a mobile app using low-code solutions that integrated with their existing back-end systems. The result? Improved user satisfaction rates and an increase in mobile banking adoption. Another example is a wealth management firm that implemented a low-code solution to automate report generation for clients, significantly reducing resource allocation while improving reporting accuracy. These case studies illustrate the tangible benefits of back-end development in enhancing customer service and business operations. # conclusion. As we conclude this stage, we've explored the applications and best practices of back-end development using low-code solutions. By integrating back-end services effectively, we enhance user experience and empower decision-making through data analytics. The ability to build scalable applications, implement security best practices, and leverage data analytics are all essential tools in your toolkit as a vice president in financial services. # reflection questions. 1. How can you apply low-code solutions in your current projects to enhance scalability and user experience? 2. What specific back-end integrations do you think could improve your organization's customer service operations? 3. In what ways can data analytics inform your decision-making processes within your role? Thank you for joining me in this stage. I hope you feel inspired to apply these concepts in your work.